which is even higher, Jane.
Thank you, Helen. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 6th of April. There are warnings of gales in Fisher, Sole, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, Atlantic low 957 moving northwards, expected 200 miles southwest of Iceland, 968, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, 40s. Northwesterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then southeasterly 3 to 5 later in Viking. Showers, good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West, 4 to 6, backing southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. Westerly, 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in West Fisher, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northwest 3 to 5 at first in Humber, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later in West Biscay. Fair, good. Fitzroy, Sole. Variable 3 or less at first in southeast Fitzroy, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in West Sole. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and increasing 7 at times later in Lundy. Fair, rain later in Fastnet, moderate or good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southeast 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Rockall, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering south 6 to gale 8, but decreasing 3 to 5 later in east. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northwest. Mainly fair, good. Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southeast 5 to 7, increasing 8 to storm 10, veering south 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, 16 miles, 1,019 now falling. Stornoway, southwest 3, recent precipitation, 27 miles, 1,017 rising. Lerwick, west 3, recent rain, 16 miles, 1,010 rising. Lucas, west by south, 3, 16 miles, 1,021, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west by south, 3, 1,023, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west, 3, 11 miles, 1,026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 2, 11 miles, 1,026. Jersey, east by south, 3, 13 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 4, 1,025. Scilly Automatic, south-southeast, 5, 9 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Valentia, south-southeast, 4, slight showers, 3 miles, 1,015, falling. Ronald's Way, north by east, 2, 22 miles, 1,022, now falling. Malin Head, south by east, 3, 27 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 6th of April. The general situation, a transient ridge of high pressure will give lighter winds for a time and many areas will enjoy fair weather today. Stronger southerly or southeasterly winds will develop later in the west and northwest with patchy rain too. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly, 4 to 6, decreasing 2 or 3 at times in Murray Firth. Mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, westerly or northwesterly, backing southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in Firth of Forth. Mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, westerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest, backing southeast, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly easterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first in east and increasing 6 at times in west. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeasterly, backing easterly at times later, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and 7 later in southwest and near St David's Head. Mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeasterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in south. Mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, south or southeast, 2 to 4, backing east or southeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in north and east of Arran. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time in north and 4 at times later in east. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly at first in north, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in north and gale 8 for a time near south oost. Showers or rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers at first, then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. That's the Shipping Bulletin. Now on Radio 4, prayer for the day with the Right Reverend David Walker, Bishop of Manchester.
Good morning. This week, my inspirations for prayer will come from the biblical characters who were profoundly changed by the death and resurrection of Jesus. How could she have done it? How could she have mistaken one she had followed so closely, whose every word she had devoured, for a gardener? She was used to self-blame. Indeed, she was used to blame from all directions. Her past offences had put her well beyond the bounds of polite society. But when she remembered her first words to the risen Jesus, her cheeks burned red again. But quickly she remembered how his response had been simply to call out her name. In that moment, for Mary Magdalene, everything had changed. Here was the man she loved, the man she had seen die, and whose burial place she had noted, the man whose corpse she had come to preserve at least a little while longer with her spices. Yet impossibly, here he was alive and calling her by name. One of my regular practices during my early morning prayers is simply to repeat the few words, "My God, God of all." It translates a phrase often recited repeatedly by St. Francis of Assisi. It helps me recall that the one who is God of everything is also a God who knows and loves me personally. The Jesus Mary met that first Easter morning is the same Jesus who calls me by my name today, the Jesus whose love for me is entirely unaffected by my failings, just as he loved Mary. Lord Jesus, you know me by name and love me for who I am. Help me to abide in that love throughout this day. Amen.
Prayer for the Day was presented by the Right Reverend David Walker, Bishop of Manchester. Anna Foster and Darshini David will be presenting the Today programme at the top of the hour. But first, just coming up to 6:15, we head to Dartmoor for Farming Today with Fiona Clampin.
Is it up here, Chris?
Yes, come
on up. I first came across Chris Chapman's work about 25 years ago, not long after the foot and mouth crisis. Chris produced a book of photographs, Silence at Ramscliffe, where he catalogued the different stages of the cull on one Devon farm, shot entirely in black and white, as all his photos are.